Gary's Low Expectations Podcast.
Pro wrestling superstar Rhino and his co-host Gary come to you live each week with guests from the world of pro wrestling, comics, movies, sports, and more. So if your standards aren't too high, Terry and Gary's Low Expectations Podcast is for you.
Even today, you know, when I'm in there wrestling, I feel energized. I feel good. I feel like I've got a lot left in the tank.
Good things are going, baby.
Oh, man, they don't lie.
You have to grow a mohawk so that you can go by the name Kleba Lang.
The ratings are through the roof right now.
Right.
Catch Terry and Gary every Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern live on Podcast Detroit. Download Terry and Gary or stream on Spotify, iTunes, iHeartRadio, or the Terry and Gary TV YouTube channel. You know what to do next. Leave your expectations at the door and enjoy the show.
We're back. Terry and Gary's Low Expectations Podcast, episode 85. What is up, Mr. Rhino?
You thought I was frozen, didn't you?
You get me every time.
Hey, yeah, I get you every time. Nothing, man. Episode 85.
I'm just sharing it.
So we're coming off the heels of a great show.
Yep. It was a great show. It was actually, that's one of my favorites because I just love
the Rumble.
Yeah.
Yeah. That thing was hot. I'll tell you. That thing was hot. So
hot like a potato.
Two more weeks and I'm cleared to get back in the ring. I was off for 3 months. Yeah, a little surgery. Hey, I pick the surgeries that don't take a lot of downtime. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You get back at it.
I get COVID on vacation, so I don't have to take any time off of work. That's right. How I roll.
And I get COVID from you on vacation.
It's easy for me to isolate, not so much for you. But then again, Dawn's like, yeah, isolate some more. But I tested negative for COVID just to be on the safe side. Gary, go to your room.
Isolate this.
There right.
Hey, so, all right, yeah, we got the last shows in the books. IWR 14, amazing show. As always, these fans were great. The wrestlers were amazing. And now we got IWR 15 coming up in October. You know, we're going to skip a month because we got the Pop Fest coming up here in 2 weeks from today. But we'll be back October 27th, IWR 15, Insane Halloween Havoc. Sounds like a good name.
Great name. Great name.
Sounds like a good show.
Halloween's my favorite. Well, I love October because it's not only my birthday month, but Halloween and technically it seems like Halloween starts now because all the decorations are out in the stores.
Yeah, the mums are out, the Halloween stuff's out.
Yeah.
It's itching to get summer over with.
Still in the water.
For another month, right?
Yeah, usually they'll start getting them out. They'll start thinking about doing them now, you know, getting them laid up for the wintertime, and then Probably the middle of September, they'll start to get serious about thinking about it. Then by the end of September, people start coming out. You know, it's like you get that big rush, you know. So
everybody wants to get them out, they get them wrapped, and then it's all a big, crazy season. But
I'm going to pull out a little early this year. So I want to do some work. So
it's always safer that way.
Yeah. So.
But hey, Jordan Hager said, hey guys, what's up, Jordan? Source Point Press's number one fan right there.
Yes.
We got our buddy Robert Brown. Always with the Rhino first, man. What's up with that? Yeah. Better come back and say hi to me later. We got Carl Grove, IWR's number one fan. Well, self-proclaimed number one fan.
Nice. There's a lot out there, Carl.
Taking garbage can shots and everything for the cause.
Yeah.
We got Phil Locker, what's up? Hey, y'all, what's up? And our buddy Tony Lewis, what's up, Tony? How you doing, bud? Yeah, so speaking of October and Halloween and your birthday, what's your favorite scary movie? I know we probably talked about this.
Halloween, baby. Halloween.
Now, this 1978 version with, you know, Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yeah.
Or the newer versions with Jamie Lee Curtis as the sister.
I like the newer ones. I like the ones from the 80s and 90s, you know, and 2000s. I love the Rob Zombie ones. I just really, really, you know, I really enjoyed the last one too. That was great. I just think, yeah, I definitely love the first one. If, you know,
yeah,
you gotta love the first one because I love the 60s and 70s, even the 50s. You know, so I just, you know, there's a lot of things I love about the music, the style and all that stuff. But
yeah, and it's pretty much set a course for a whole genre. I mean, that movie right there, everybody's emulated it so much going forward from there, I think, anyways. And I'm sure they've copied off, like you said, movies from the 50s and 60s, took a little pieces of here and there. But
yeah.
Yeah, Joshua Moore, good afternoon, fellas. Good afternoon, Joshua. What's up, Brain Jerk Entertainment in the house? Nice. We got Rico and Lisa Ortiz. Oh, they're the biggest fans. Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Hey, Carl. I'm sorry, brother. Rico and Lisa.
Hey, come on, Carl. You got to step up your game. I think I did see Carl wearing an IWR homemade T-shirt.
Yeah, Rico, can you see? Have you made a homemade T-shirt, Rico?
Rico.
Come on. Let's see, Jordan Hager. Pretty excited to seeing you both in 2 weeks. Well, I'd be excited to see Terry. You won't be too excited to see me because I will be not – I won't be pleasant. I'll be running around like crazy.
What's in 2 weeks?
2 weeks is the Monroe Pop Fest, the 10th annual.
Boom.
Boom.
The 10th anniversary.
10th anniversary show. And 10 years in the making, we finally got Rhino to it.
Yeah, yeah. I was always busy.
I know. You're always busy. We've learned this from the podcast.
I am excited. This year I was able to go to the Monroe County Fair, which was stellar. And then what a show, you know, top to bottom, that county fair. You know, just a great atmosphere, great little shows, great this, and all this stuff they have, the musicians that come in. And
I think Daryl and the crew do a fantastic job. I mean, I run a small show compared to what they do.
Right, right. But yeah, and then the you know, Pop Fest this year.
Can't wait.
Be there signing. That's always a great deal. It's one of the bigger Pop Fest Comic Cons
around. You'll be there Friday for the preview night too, right?
Friday, yeah, you'll be there Friday and Saturday.
Get them both days. Whether you guys like it or not, Rhino will be there both days.
Why take me for one day when you can have me for both? You know? That's what I tell women, but they go, we don't really want you for not even a day. Unless you're going to cut my grass and do yard work. You know? Yeah, it's a tough life. No respect. No respect at
all. We got to step up our game, man. Phil Locklear, first time catching us live. He usually has to watch the post shows. So, Phil, what's up, man? Thanks for tuning in. And thanks for watching the post shows. You and somebody else are the only two that actually do that, so I appreciate that.
Gary Lyon say a ton of people catch up.
Oh, I'm just joking. Oh, that's another one. Joshua Moore, my favorite scary movie is The Devil's Rejects. Another Rob Zombie. Yeah,
Devil's Rejects. Very good. Very, very good movie.
Very, very, very disturbing movie. I love it. Mike, hey Mike, what's up? Miss Connor, i.e. Big Con. Oh, at IWR.
Yeah, you never know.
Okay, you miss Connor. I thought he was calling Connor Miss Connor. I was like, oh damn.
No,
we all miss Connor at Big Con at IWR. You never know. You know, he'll be back around sometime. I'm sure.
Yeah, maybe. The MRS because he's married.
Yeah, well that's right. MRS.
You should have known.
I should have known because I'm Miss Paulette, so
Yeah. You're MRS.
I'm MRS.
You know who wears the pants in the family.
It's not me. Patrick Mendez, greetings, gentlemen. Must be talking to you.
Greetings.
Greetings. Pinball Wizard Patrick Mendez. Hey,
that's up at Monroe, right? The mall?
Yeah, yep. He's up there playing tournaments all the time. Our good friend David Slover owns that, does a great job. Love seeing stuff like that come into the community. And here's my favorite Canadian, Jonathan. I don't know how to say your last name, buddy, but there's Terry.
It's not Dupree. No. It's
Drapieux. But yeah, thanks, Jonathan. I appreciate you watching. And can you please add? I can't really add. I mean, I can barely spell.
I can subtract, but I can't add.
Andrew Barnhart. Hey, Rhino.
What's up, Andrew?
Let's see. Can't wait to meet you at Merle Potfest.
Well, looking forward to it.
It's gonna be so. What do you got? What do you got plans on at the Potfest? You're gonna bring pictures and stuff.
Yeah, I'll have pictures and sign, and then take pictures with people.
And you got price points for the Potfest set up, so people.
20. Know. Yeah. 20.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I get a lot of people asking all the time, and
yeah,
a lot of places.
I'm very affordable. I'm cheap.
Cheap. A lot of places. See, a lot of Comic Cons and stuff set the prices for the guests, and we're just one of the ones that don't. You guys charge is what you charge. And then Tony, hey, Rhino.
What's up, Tony?
And we got a lot of people on here today. Robert Brown, what kind of music y'all like? I'll let Terry answer that one first.
I like everything.
Well, that everything. There you go, Robert.
I love Motown. Motown is my favorite. I love rock and roll, classic rock. I haven't really listened to modern music, so I can't be that cranky old timer. Today's genre of music sucks because I don't have I can't really say it's good or it sucks because I haven't really given it a chance. I'm always stuck on the older stuff. So, and with channels like YouTube, you can just get on there and click on music and it'll spit out a bunch of stuff similar to it. And a lot of times I'll just do that. A lot of streaming networks, you can for music, but I just that's my go-to is YouTube. So
well Robert, I unlike Terry do not like all kinds of music. So I do not like country music unless it's like older Hank Williams Jr. maybe, I don't know.
But oh, come on.
I'm a product of 80s hip hop. Run DMC, Audio 2, Houdini, UTFO, Stetsasana, all those guys. That's who I listen to.
I was just
my listening. Wife play that old 1980s rap music just for her. But I like rock and roll too. I like Linkin Park. So I like Rob Zombie. I like Marilyn Manson. I like all that stuff. So, but just country, opera, classical. But yeah, old that's me. Kumo D. Kumo D, huh?
And what about the Fat Boys with the Beach
Fat Boys? Oh yeah.
Remember those? I was just listening to the Fat Boys the other day.
I like the Beatbox Machine.
What about the Beach Boys? Little Deuce.
I gotta draw a line somewhere, man. Come on.
You like the Beach Boys?
Like Boys to Men.
No, I didn't say Boys to Men. Boys to Men is cool.
Beach Boys? Yeah. I mean, I wish they could all be California, but they aren't. So,
I know some California girls.
My wife is a California girl for a whole, 2 months. And then she came to Michigan. Yeah. And then she met me and her life was over.
They're pretty expensive, those California girls. We got champagne case, and I got a beer wallet, so I can't keep them happy.
Patrick Mendez said, the more Rhino, the better.
Yeah, I'm just joking, California girls.
Yeah, if any of you are listening out there, California girls, Terry, you're one of the main reasons I'm going this year. Dad always tells me he sees you at the gym, so I'm pretty jealous of him. I think Jordan's dad owns Seamus Gillian's Bell Bonds.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so.
Yeah. Well, we'll see you there, brother.
That's right. Might see you sooner if we need, a bond or something.
What's that?
Might see him sooner if we need, a bond or something. Do we have to, post-bond for something?
Oh, yeah.
We're going to do Pop Fest is like my Christmas. It's my favorite time of the year besides Halloween.
Nice.
It's my favorite time of the year, too, especially my favorite time of the year, the day after.
Right.
Phil Locke, I host my own online show. I know it is had to be two. Yeah, I think we might be up to three now, Phil. But, yeah, we're getting there. It's fun. We do it for fun. Tony Lewis, my favorite is Chucky. Yeah,
Chucky's. My ex-wife was afraid of Chucky.
I am, too. I got to admit, man. There's, two things that scare me. It's talking dolls and, floating kids. I don't know,
floating kids.
Yeah, what's that movie that I'm terrified of? Oh, Salem's Lot. That's the one movie I won't watch again. I haven't seen it since I was a kid, and I won't watch it again. So, yeah that's freaky shit. Man. I'm sorry.
I'm afraid of floating people. It's like, damn, I thought I anchored them down good enough.
You got to put the bricks, tie the bricks tighter to their feet when you think
the cops are going to find them.
Mike says, you go ahead and call him Miss Connor. I ain't LOL. Yeah, I do not blame you. I've seen him put a lot of people through a lot of tables. So,
right.
Hellraiser is my wife's favorite. Pinhead Patrick. Yeah, I don't know. It's a good one, too. It's, especially the older ones, like the first couple. Well, I like Jason. I like Michael Myers. I like.
Yeah.
You know who? But as far as new scary movies go, we got to go with David Howard Thornton's and Art the Clown.
Oh, I love Art the Clown. Yeah.
Yeah, that's one of the best characters, horror characters that's came out in the last 20 years, I think.
Yeah, I think I can't wait for the new one to drop. When is it coming out?
He just posted it, too. Tickets are on sale now for on like Fandango and stuff, so it's got to be soon. Like,
I can't wait for that.
You have to get him back on the podcast. He's a lot of fun.
Yeah, yeah. I'll be honest with you. I was a little upset when I heard him talk.
Yeah, he doesn't talk about it.
And what a great actor too to play that. You know, that's not an easy character to play.
Yeah, he had no idea about the audition too, which was kind of cool. I mean, you guys go back and watch our David Howard Thornton episode, and then you can
see
all the goodies. Phil's favorite scary movie is his first wedding. His wedding video.
His what?
His first wedding video. That's his favorite scary movie. That would be my nightmare.
Phil,
how many wedding videos have you had there, Phil?
Yeah, right. Was the second, third one okay to watch? It wasn't scary.
It was like it's a whole damn trilogy or something. Patrick Mendez, anyone getting gored through a table at Popfest? No, I don't think you're not clear till like the second day, right?
No, yeah, the 17th.
So, yeah, so no, probably not. Fair tables are expensive, anyways.
Yeah, they are.
Andrew Barnhart, what's your favorite match of all time? Terry, it's got to be you.
First, I'd like to apologize to all the wrestling promoters of the tables that I've broken.
Now you know.
How expensive they were. If I did, I would have bought stock in them. There's too many just to try to pick. But I really enjoyed my stuff with Sandman and, in the working the invasion angle in WWE. It was WWF back then. So, yeah.
I turned on Impact last night on Pluto, and actually your match was on. It was you. You pinned Jeff Hardy. I think it might have been a Monster's Ball.
Yeah, it was the October Bound for Glory 2005.
Yeah, yeah. And that was actually a pretty good match. I like that one. I only caught the end of it, but yeah, jumped off the second turnbuckle and
second rope rhino driver.
And Jeff has not been the same since.
No.
But what about something like when you speared when you gored Jericho through the Titantron and stuff like that? Does any of that kind of stuff resonate with you as far as like, you know, memorable moments, or is that just a day's work?
I look at my body of work all the same.
Setting you up for that.
Yeah, it's just, you know, it's, I reflect on it as a whole, not as spots. What a great body of work I've done. Whenever someone remembers something and it pops out in their head, it's good to be part of part of something special. Okay. You know, with the fans, you know,
you joke, but I don't know if you actually realize how grand your donation to the wrestling community, you know, your sacrifices have been over the course of the years. I mean, you've given a lot of, you know, timeline moments that people will stand out and will remember. So, I mean, maybe you don't think so, but I think the fans will.
Oh, you know, I don't look at it like that. All joking aside, you know, I mean, I see it as a blessing, you know, to be able to go out there and do it, and especially how long I have, you know. You know, so it's just, and I know fans see that, and they don't see the time away from your family and, you know, trying to navigate the waters and
Well, it's not a glamorous life, I'll say the least, right?
What's that?
It's not a glamorous life as a lot of fans would expect. It's a lot of
hard life.
A lot of, yeah. But
I think it's rewarding if you really have a love and passion for it. Then it's rewarding every time you touch someone. You know, when they come up to you, whether it's at a grocery store and they go, "Hey, I love that. I love this." You know, it, and you know, obviously you have to love and have a passion for it to do all the stuff, you know? Yeah. So, and it doesn't matter where you are on the card, you know, or if you're just starting out or if you're at the top of the game, you know, I mean, I seen Vince McMahon in 2003, a billionaire brushing his teeth on the porch of a little hut outside of one of Saddam's palaces because there was no running water or something. He had a bottle of water and just, you know, like everybody else, you know, just grunting it, you know. We're over there for the troops, so, you know, and 2 days later he might be staying at a Hyatt when we're back home, you know, and he went over there and side by side with us and met all the troops. And yeah, when we were in the mess hall, they would come up to us and talk to us. And in between pictures, he'd reach down and take a scoop of food and, you know, sign and, you know, and didn't mind his food being interrupted, you know. So, I mean, it doesn't matter where you are in the card or on the position, you know. So all those sacrifices are worth it if you love it and you make a positive donation to people's memories.
I think it's nice to see that too when you see like WWE superstars and other superstars going over and giving their time and stuff. And professional football does it, and a lot of organizations do it. And I think it's important that people see that. And, you know, it's really sweet. So, all right, back to some serious stuff. Arthur Sanders wants to know, who's your favorite band?
Oh, my favorite band. Oh, geez. If I had to pick one, I think Get the Lead Out, Led Zeppelin.
There you have it, folks.
What's yours, Garrett? I mean,
my favorite band would
be the Weather Girls.
Yeah, I like the band Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band. How's that?
Okay, so you just like the Silver Bullet Band. You don't like Bob Seger, or was Bob Seger part of the band, or was he a solo?
I mean, he's the singer. I mean, that's part of the band.
Right? But singer and then the band, or is he part of the band? So why wouldn't it be the Silver Bullet Band?
Well, it's like Eminem and D12. He's the lead singer of the band.
You know, you're just floating a part of the. Gary, come on now. Do you like the band or you like Bob Seger? Then you're not answering his question.
The saxophonist actually lives nearby somewhere here in Monroe. So, I mean.
Yes, and we could have him on, and that's great. But it's like Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. If they were all a band, it would be the Heartbreakers.
Oh, and
Tom Petty. And then they say, "Oh, who's lead vocal of your band?" Oh, that's Tom Petty. The nice young man with blonde hair. God rest his soul.
My favorite band.
It's like John Cougar and the Mellencamps.
John Cougar Mellencamp is like made up last name or something. No, it's
John Cougar and the Mellencamps.
No, it's not. It's Jack and Diane. Yeah.
Look it up.
I don't think so.
There's no Jack and Diane in the band.
Well, whatever. I don't know. Neighbors. Well, let's go back to some wrestling because Jonathan wants to know who's your toughest opponent.
I used to date a girl. She loved them. She's seen them like 17 times. I took her to her 18th time seeing them. And I used to always say that it's John Cougar and the Mellencamps. That's his band.
Oh, man.
He's like, no, that's his name. I go, no, John Cougar's his name. The Mellencamps is the band. She used to get pissed. I'm looking up. I go, I don't want to see your propaganda.
Jeez. Oh, man. So who's your toughest opponent? How's that?
Right now, this fucking podcast.
This podcast is his toughest opponent, Jonathan.
Right. Oh, geez. I don't know. I'd say Abyss.
Abyss? That's a big boy. He's a tough guy. Yeah. Now Rico's saying his son Tony is the biggest fan of IWR. Oh, my God. There you go. Rico. That's all about right there. Robert Brown, how about Eminem? A love Eminem. Took my son.
Well, I love Eminem too.
Took my oldest son Drake to his first concert at 16. And it was Eminem, Jay-Z, and who was the other guy? B.O.B. Yeah. And actually, Alicia Keys.
Was your Kid Rock either, Uncle Cracker.
I went and seen them too, but I didn't take my kids there. I think I went there and he had like strippers and like cages and stuff on that stage.
Who hasn't seen them in concert?
Tony Lewis, Motley Crue. Yeah, I love Motley Crue. Motley Crue is a great band. I actually love their little, whatever that movie they had, like that so-called movie they had.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That was
Netflix, yeah.
Super interesting, to say the least. Kelly Lynn Wolfie, hey, Rhino, are you making Hazard Fest? They are having problems getting wrestlers this year. Sad face.
I would definitely love to hit up.
Okay. There you go. Hazard Fest. Michelle Evans. Hello. Michelle is in the house. Let's see what else she says. She says, yay, my Rhino is back. Yeah, look at that. Look at that. Rhino's back. Kelly Wolf, the country girls are better. Just saying.
Hey, I love country music. Unlike Gary.
He said country girl. She said country girls are better. She's probably referring to your California girls.
Well, she's probably. Oh, okay. I thought she was saying country girls for country music.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Obviously, Katie Lynn, do you like country music?
Jeepers Creepers. That is actually is a really good scary movie. The very first one, Jeepers Creepers. And that's actually based on a police report from somewhere up north in Michigan, I believe. And then the rest of it's just like totally made up. But yeah, Jeepers Creepers.
Let me see, Jeepers Creepers.
Yeah, look at the origin. It's something about upper Michigan. Somebody saw somebody snatch somebody in a van, and then they just like ran with it. But that's like Texas Chainsaw Massacre is about what, William C. Macy or something from Wisconsin.
No, Ed Gein.
Ed Gein, yeah, from like Wisconsin or something.
Texas. Yeah. A lot of Texas Chainsaw Massacre. There's a few of. Based off of that, the William Hitchcock, what was it? That lady screaming in Bates Motel. What is the
name? Alfred Hitchcock?
Yeah.
Yeah, Bates Motel. Norman Bates. Yeah. Yeah, so Jeepers Creepers. Call. Good call. Josh Wynn, what's up? First time on your live. The only movie that ever scared me was The Exorcist, and I was 7. I'm 43 now, so it doesn't bother me much. Yeah, Exorcist was pretty freaky. You got a little girl spinning their heads around saying bad words and spitting up goo. Yeah. Always a good time.
Yeah. Is that Josh?
Yeah, Josh Wynn. Another first timer. Yeah.
Wait until you get married. You'll see a woman's head spin around.
43. Smoke coming
from her ears. Yeah.
43. He's probably, oh, Mike going way back. Dracula. Bela Lugosi.
Yeah, Dracula.
Phil Locke, as long as I got Ryan to laugh, I succeeded. Yes, it's been a good day. Let's see.
That you did, Phil.
I haven't gotten gored yet. No, I don't plan on ever getting gored. Thank you, Robert Brown. I have been hit with a chair at Lowe's before, though. So that
the Lowe's worker came up and was looking at us like, what the hell are you guys doing?
Why is this dude hitting this other dude with chairs? And we've all
hit Johnny Bravo with the chair.
Hit Johnny Bravo. Today's his birthday, by the way. John A. Little tiny E.H. Bravo.
Yeah, I think it's pronounced John capital A Bravo.
Yeah, we don't give him no capitals. He's a little tiny lowercase.
Okay.
He's John A. Bravo. That's what I say.
Right, right. Well, no. On the 16th and 17th, we got the Pop Fest of September. Where can they get tickets?
Well, they can get tickets for the Pop Fest at Our House Games, located at 1211 South Monroe Street in Monroe, Michigan, or they can go online to www.monroepopfest.com/tickets.
Yes.
Get those.
And who do we go say hi to when we go into Our House Games?
We always go to Erica.
What's that?
Erica.
Right, right. So when you go in there, say, Gary and Terry said to say hi, Erica.
Yep.
She's a big supporter of not only Monroe Pop Fest, but IWR.
Yeah. Right. And they have a super love their store.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff. She invited me up. I was going to eat with my brother, and she invited me up. I guess they had a game tournament. They got a lot of stuff in there.
She's always saying she wants to get you in there for some games, so that'd be fun.
Yeah.
Planning on being there myself. I've noticed this as well. All right, Phil. We got a bunch of these, so we're going to stand for a few more minutes here. Tony Lewis, go Dallas. Man. Love the Lions, too, but apparently I like bad football teams. So so proud of IWR alum being on Impact. Trey Miguel, Sam Bill, now Jason Hotch, and soon Jack Price. Yeah, I saw Jason's first match against Bupender, I think his name. What was his name? I forget his name now, but he had his first match.
Yeah, Bupender.
Bupender, yeah, that's right. That's what I thought. Yep, he just had his first match on there. It was on. It was televised. They put it on there.
Nice. Yeah, we're going to see about bringing Bupender in.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. We love our Impact. Our Impact guys. We love all our guys. But yeah, Trey Miguel, Sam Beal, Hotch, Price, Rhino. We've had Heath in, Mike and Maria,
Big Con.
Yeah, he's on there.
Yeah.
Phil Locker, last year was awesome. This year, I don't know. There you go, Phil. I don't know what they're talking about. They're having a conversation back and forth. I get lost in the conversations of where we are, who's on first. Michelle Evans, I was just watching TNA Impact's Cowboy Storm. Was that James Storm?
Mm-hmm.
He's still out there doing his thing too, right? I thought I saw him not too long ago. Looking forward to networking and seeing talent locally. All right, Phil. Motley Crue, another Motley Crue fan. Michelle, I love watching older matches. Rhino has the absolute best gore. Rhino has the only gore. Your gore is so hard you can't call it a spear. That's right. That's right. We don't call them spears. We call them gore. Josh, when the Lucid is a cool band. I don't know the Lucid. Maybe I heard one of the songs. Money going to wrestle again, Rhino. I don't know what that means, Tony. But Rhino is money.
Nobody knows what it means. It's provocative, though.
Provocative. It's Jay-Z. Whose idea was it when you gored The Rock? Whose idea was it when you gored The Rock? I'm sure it was The Rock's.
It was my idea. Well, I'm going to gore him.
He's like, no. I'm like, yeah. That was a good gore. Thought you had him, too. Let's see. My favorite Rhino moment is when you gored Chris through the SmackDown stage. Yep, we talked about that earlier. Last time they ever used that setup, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, because it was broke after that. The dirt.
Yep.
Carl was saying, bro, that was an awesome moment. I think these guys are talking back and forth to each other. Do you guys even need us here? You getting back in the IWR ring against soon, Rhino? I don't know if we. When, though? I don't know when.
On the 17th of September, so. Yep.
Well, you're not going to be in the IWR ring. They want to know when you're going to be in the IWR ring again, and we don't.
Yeah. Well, that's
If I book you,
I think I'm going to be at the. Well, I'm going to be at the October 27th, ready to go.
Oh man, there you heard it there. If I might ask, how many kids y'all got? I got two. Seems like more.
Yeah, I got one that I know of. Oh.
Oh, here comes the emails. Hey, what's up, Big Murph? Get out there and pass out flyers, Murph.
Yeah, come on, Murph. Pass out those damn flyers.
It was based on Dennis DePew, Coldwater. It was on Salt Mysteries episode in the 90s. Oh, okay. I got that sponsorship stuff. Oh, okay, cool.
Good. Murph,
the guy. Man. See you guys October 27th. All right, Tony, get those tickets, bro.
I just have one child.
Yeah.
And I know I only have one child.
You better specify that. You're going to have some wedding
terms. Put it this way. I take out my boat early every season.
He does not dock. He takes it out. Well, Rico, Trey Miguel rocks. Yeah, Trey's
not me. The wintertime, baby. I'm just kidding. See what you do to me, Gary?
Trey's an amazing. I'm just going to appropriate. Just going to ignore him. Trey's an amazing talent. Yes, he is.
Yes. He's great at the dinner table, too. Very social, from what I hear. Yeah, you know,
undefeated IWR United States champion, too. Head versus goose, just saying. LOL. Yeah. I don't know if we'll see. Maybe maybe Al can hit goose. I need to get you on my show sometimes. It'd be great. Yeah, I don't know. I ain't got a lot to talk about, Phil. Oh, you mean Rhino? Yeah, he'd be a good interview. He's all right. Did Terry ever meet the Sheik, the original Sheik? There you go. Nodding yes. Favorite Rhino moment was Jericho saying that smelly beast in the ring was talking about Stephanie.
That still hurts. He better respect that woman. He wouldn't respect for that woman. I beat it into him.
That's right.
2001.
Right. You're Stephanie's guy. Hey, what's up, Lloyd?
He was the owner of ECW, and I was the last ever champion, and she knew she was hiring some serious muscle.
That's right. Look at that.
Take out Jericho.
Just popping out there. Bam. Hassan, what's up? What's up? What's up, Hassan? Michelle, it's been so long. Please don't go without a gun show. He just gave you half of one.
Right. So,
Brad. Brad's going to be our guy. Brad. Oh,
Brad. Bradley.
Actually, Brad's going to be our guy at the IWR booth at PopFest, organizing things, running the show. So he's been getting everybody's times together, and you're doing a good job, Brad. Keep it up.
Brad.
Oh, silly goose. Bikini Urban will be at the Merle Pop Fest as well. I think.
Yep.
Mike Cat Dad Carey. What's up, Cat Dad? Need to get you your Hazard Fest title back from Gallows September 23rd and 24th. Gallows has got the Hazard Fest title. Rhino wraps his boat before every trip. Look at that. Look at that.
Put that shrink wrap on.
It's cold outside. It's shrink wrap.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, so you've just kept me on here way too long. It's 36 minutes. They're going on 37. I got a lot of stuff to do, so I'm out.
I want to talk about my feelings.
Hey, so we have tickets on sale for IWR 15 right now, too, as well. I think we just got them out there, so all three rows are available. First row is almost gone. October 27th, IWR 15, Insane Halloween Havoc. Go to purplepass.com/IWR15 to get your tickets. It's going to be a great show. We got a few matches. We haven't announced any matches yet, but I know we did the Canadian Street Fight match. A-Team challenged Shane Douglas to Canadian
Ray versus Jason Hotch.
We didn't announce that, did we? Oh yeah, we did, didn't we? Yeah. Oh yeah.
It was on the show.
Yeah, for the United States IWR 96 title, Trey and Jason Hotch 2.
Yeah. We haven't released the graphics though. Yeah. We might have, I think.
Oh, yeah,
the night of the show, yeah.
Yeah, so Jason Hotch gets his rematch against Trey. Jason won the insane
and well earned too.
Yeah, it was a great.
Yeah.
Hey, Nate. Amazing Nate was amazing. Dropping that leg from the ropes onto the ladder.
Yeah.
I thought that might have been it.
Yeah.
I thought that might have been it for top notch right there. So
it was almost. He got his shoulder up barely, but yeah.
That was great. It was great. It was from top to bottom, it was great. I love it when the difference in ours is when the last two get there, it comes an insane match, and it's nicer to see that than just another guy get thrown over the rope. It just makes it even all that more like interesting. So,
well, I think the cool thing about that rule is it's like, all right, well, now it's time to get insane. You know, now anything can happen. You know, anything can happen, and it's just like you've battled your ass off just to get to that part. Now you've got a battle to survive. You know,
battle to survive. All right, Tony, we're out. It's been fun. You rock. Brad's still hanging around. Jason Hotch versus Trey Miguel. Yeah, it's going to be a great match. The first one was, amazing. Brad, DTA defeated the Game Changers to become the new IWR Tag Team Champions. Yes, we have new Tag Team Champions. The third set of the Tag Team Champions we've had in 3 years. So,
right.
Keith and Rhino, inaugural champions. We had the Game Changers with Johnny Bravo, and now we have DTA, Death Threat Army.
And they would say, the Game Changers.
Yeah. Yeah. But, hey, tune in. We might be back on next week. Yeah, who knows? So if you get a chance, check it out.
Let's try to get the voice of IWR on here, Jay Broney.
Yeah, we can get Joe Broney on here.
Jay Broney.
Dave Broney. Well, Joe's best friend, David Hayes, might stop in too. So
yes, David Hayes, and then we can get we can even get Mark Roberts on.
Brad.
Did I see you up there, Brad?
Brad just left. It's like, can't take it.
DTA defeated the Game Changers to become the IWR Tag Team Champions.
Yeah, well deserved. Well fought. Well,
good. You know, every time they were out there, you know, they were getting screwed over some way, shape, or form. And we don't have instant replay in IWR. So, you know, the IWR management would grant them another title shot. And that's the only reason. Now, if Game Changers beat them fair and square without any shenanigans, then they wouldn't have had, you know, shots. It would have been, you know, DBA and MM3, you know, family. They're going to be in the tag team division now. They're decorated, highly decorated tag teams, you know. So yep. Ben Boone and Nate. Amazing Nate Mattson, they've tagged before, the Sons of Michigan, you know. So they'll definitely be tagging up again. You know, the tag team division is just going to get insane.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the last. We're just going to try to do shows here October, November, December. So,
right.
So. End of the year for IWR, but we might not have instant replay, but we do have this.
I love that. Whose face did I see in there?
Oh, I don't know.
He looks right at the camera. Brad.
Brad, camera hog.
Brad.
Well, let's see if he's in the other one, too. I think those were his feet.
I was just going to say, Brad.
Come on, Brad. But, yeah, it was
come on.
Thanks, everybody. Thanks for joining us. Great comments, great questions. Appreciate you guys coming on, taking your time. You can also come check us out on YouTube, Terry and Gary TV. We have a bunch of IWR matches on there, promos. All of our podcasts are on there. Check it out. Subscribe, share. You know, do your thing. And we will leave you with a goodbye, an adieu.
Bye, Felicia. Yeah.